This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yes,
that was funny.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you aboard. Happy in the organization. Happy anniversary, guys, and you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
What, Larry?
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please? Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent. Rob Williamson?
Are you friends?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
Sure.
There comes Larry.
Hello?
Hello, Larry. I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
Hello.
Well, we had to beep out 20 years ago with Larry King going, why are you doing this?
Don't do this.
Don't do this. Right. All right, let's start today with the Larry classic in its entirety.
And I got one more question. I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for young people coming up into the field? Like, professors are telling us how hard it is to get into the field at first. I'd just like to know, since you're in the field, do you have any advice on that? For instance, experience, is that important?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Is that probably the most important
element? Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there? Anything else? Anything you can do?
Pressure under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Okay.
Okay.
Applied himself well.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd have confidence in a young MD.
Okay. Wow. I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. No person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle, even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro.
Look it up.
That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
That's what we do. We're pros. We're never rude. We don't cop out.
Right.
We don't tell you that we're ill or we're looking for the farmhouse in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe the check didn't come through this month, and where the hell does it go anyway if you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses?
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club?
Well, I don't worry about the club. Worry about maybe Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry. Okay, just cool it. Life is a breeze.
Cool it.
Of course, some breezes, as you know, are 110 miles an hour and get promoted up the hurricanes. I just thought I'd pass that along. Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual newsroom, high atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Washington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you
getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
Yeah. Destroyed them.
That's exactly what we did, Larry.
That was funny.
You think so?
And that's it for sports. So hang up the cleats, bring out your jog bra, and tell Mother to put on the kettle.
What did you bring by?
I brought the dynamite.
Dynamite.
You know, you've got real potential.
Thank you, Simon. I'm looking up to play spots here.
What do you mean spots? Close
to folks. Spots, not at all.
You're awful funny, aren't you? So
well, we tried.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
I better bring my rubbers.
Rubbers. What do you need rubbers for, Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Oh,
about like? Vagina.
What about that?
Vagina! You know, you've got real potential.
And so here's the phone number.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I'll let you make it feel good.
I'll make it feel really good for you, huh?
Well, I don't think you have a gun.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Good. I like doing it in the shower, though.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
What if I really like being violated?
I like rape.
Oh, my God.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Sometimes.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Good. Good. How about you, Maud?
I did you a favor. You do me a favor.
Well, what do you want?
Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Jackson?
There's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Don and Mike!
And hello.
Wow.
Little brains, hi there.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the Mike Show, and it's SHI Thursday.
Already?
Spells poop. Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. First call of
hey,
a brand new
guys.
Show. Hi there, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, love that, Larry King. Oh. Dave, I just wanted to comment on the perfect synchronization of the music when it comes in. Right when it sounds like he's about losing his mind, it sounds like his descent into madness.
I think that might have been credit to the engineers over at the Mutual Broadcasting Network.
I forgot one thing during the open there.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I got to make sure Buzz is there.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Yes, because ma'am. I have genital herpes.
Ooh. And I don't.
He's here, and he's okay.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good open with that, Larry King.
Sure is.
Thanks for doing that.
Perfectly done. Sure.
See, I mean, a little behind the scenes, Larry was always so popular with the people that
hated.
Helped him run his radio show.
Hated by the employees.
They leak out tapes
Why?
All the time.
Run tapes.
Never knew what was going on, but all of a sudden, Don and Mike would receive a little birdie in the mail, would bring them a lovely tape.
Someone calls, say, you got to get a package.
Uh-huh. And there it would be. And
It didn't come from me, but it's another tape of Larry falling asleep.
But it's good to see the Duker again.
Sure. Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, New York. Yeah, they'd float in every now and then, and it was delightful.
Great your tape. Boy is tired.
It was high top the downtown.
Downtown twice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey, Don.
And Mike.
What's up, dude?
We're all here. Hi there.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Joe, Rob, everybody.
Right.
You guys are, I love your show. I've been listening to you since 1996. My name's John.
Are you?
Oh, John. Randy. Don, have you had the chance to meet John?
I believe John is effed up.
I live way out in Knights Landing, California.
Mentally or by some substance?
I'm going to guess a substance.
I got a problem. Maybe
Johnny, you know, he's got that kind of thing where he just keeps speaking. Yeah. That
it could be the drink
would indicate that sometimes they don't listen when they're in. Yeah,
I
see, there we go.
A vodka already today and a gelato, one of those.
Hold on, you had what?
Well, I usually wake up with a half a pint of vodka.
Good man.
See, yeah, well,
yeah. You have that in the morning?
Buzz, hey, Buzz, yeah. I got some killer hash right now.
Good for
killer
you.
Killer hash, dude. Yeah. It will set you on your ass.
Keep that on the down
low.
Well,
you know, then the answer is still out there, Buzz.
I'm going to miss you so much when you go.
I'll miss you too.
My heart is all of. I love your show.
It could be alcohol. It could be pills.
Well, he said he's had a half a pint of vodka.
It could be an opium.
Could be all of the above.
Of course, a half a pint's not all that much.
Hey, no, it's not all of the above. It's all of the above in excess.
So are you under the influence of everything right now?
No, just hash and vodka and some Budweiser and some Clamato.
So that's not everything.
Not everything, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I like the way he threw Clamato in at the end.
Black.
So you're...
Yeah, that's called a red beer, dude. Red beer.
Yeah, you're bloody. It's kind of a variation on a Bloody Mary.
It's called a Sneaky Pete.
It's a Bloody Mary. Yeah, it's a killer drink. Mm-hmm. I usually have that for lunch.
I actually prefer Clamato to, like, if you don't have a Bloody Mary mix, I would prefer that to regular V8.
Oh, yeah.
You got it damn straight, Mike. You and I are kindred spirits.
I can tell you that right now.
Mike's never been prouder.
I put you under the table, Mike.
I don't doubt that. If you start every morning with vodka, you can put me under the table.
Yeah.
Mikey's is into it over the day.
I wait.
6:30, though, you know.
I wait till at least noon.
Well, so what's the problem out there in Knott's Landing?
Knott's Landing. I almost said it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you almost said that word. Mother.
These chickens. Uh-huh. There's these screaming birds, and they scream and scream. And you know what I'm doing right now is I'm cranking your show as loud as I can to overcome this rooster crow that's always going on out here, just day after day. It just drives me freaking nuts.
So you live in farmland, do you?
Yeah, I live way out in the country.
Uh-huh. And
I'm at the edge of the property right now because I have the show so loud I could not have got to it in time to turn it down.
Well, how far away from you? How far away are you from the speakers, sir?
I'm about 100 yards.
100
That's
yards.
About how far I had to get.
Picturing like a farmhouse.
About a football field. How long is the football
field? Why do I think there might be another substance involved in this guy, too?
Mike's going to bring Coke into it or speed.
He sounds like you're very energetic.
I'm sorry. I live in the 80s. Meth.
I'm
sorry. You can't say the S word, but you say you gave meth up a long time ago.
Yeah.
You are kind of going a mile a minute, sir.
What time did you give up meth today?
Good one.
What do you do to support this hash and alcohol habit that you drink every day?
I work on the farm. I'm on my freaking farm right now, dude.
What do you raise on your farm, dude?
I live on a farm out in Northern California.
What do you raise on your farm?
Stoner pothead. I'm just excited to talk to you.
What is your crop?
I think you know.
What's my crop?
Yeah.
there's no real crop out here. It's just a big ranch.
Is it livestock? Do you handle livestock?
How do you pay the bills?
I pay the bills by working out here on the ranch.
You know what I bet?
Okay.
I bet he's really, really skinny and has a beard.
No, I don't have a beard.
Yes, you do.
What does the farm, sir? Sir,
I don't think it's going to do any good for you to tap your microphone, Mike. You might as well drive out to California and tap him on his head.
You know what I'm
going
to do? I'm going to walk back to the sound of the radio and listen. Let's get the little reverb effect, the echo going. I'm walking back to my speakers. I'm going to put my cell phone right to my speaker, and
run.
Then I'm leaving it.
Oh, okay, we're playing a brand new game right now. A brand new game right now.
You hang up on me.
Will you kill yourself on the air?
You are a little jokester, Archie. Here it comes.
That's farm spelled with a PH.
What are you doing?
Bye.
There he goes. And
he was fun.
Never got to know what the farm does.
I hope he calls back.
Oh, me too.
You know he will.
It was a funny farm.
Me too.
Funny farm. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's happening?
Not much. Giving you a call down here from the Eastern Shore, man. It sucks. They dropped you guys over here.
Well, you'll get over it. Many areas of our country have.
Yeah, what do you have to say about it? Because we're not going to say anything about it, so why don't you say something about it?
Well, you know, I'll keep listening to you on the internet, man. I love you guys, you know. I'm sad to see you go this coming up, but, you know, I appreciate it all the last, man.
Click, click. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I never know whether those are supportive calls or just purely negative calls.
And also knowing the way that, that Westwood won, you know, the network operates, there's every chance we're on another station already.
Yeah.
And we just don't know about it yet.
Well, in that particular area, we would definitely have the record for the most different radio stations. That's bigger than Mobile, Alabama.
We're squatters in Ocean City.
We go everywhere in Ocean City.
No matter what the station is, AM, FM, brokered, daytime, nighttime, Saturday to weekend show, run it all day, run it all night.
This show is why they invented the scan button on radios.
Well, down there, it's amazing.
That's how you find it.
AM, FM, everywhere. I mean, it's been incredible.
They time shifted it for a while. They moved it from the afternoon to the morning.
Sure.
Then they moved this from the classic rock station, like to the talk station, then back to the rock station. Then that station got sold. We got moved to another rock station. That station got sold. We got moved to an AM station. That station got sold. We got moved back to the rock station. Then they moved us to the AM station.
Which was a sports talk station.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe that we'll be on down there as long as Batman is doing business.
DJ Batman, as long as he's at the Green Turtle. Mm-hmm.
Then we'll be fine.
We'll be on the radio somewhere in Ocean City, Maryland.
I think so.
DJ Batman always has the biggest crabs,
son. He has the biggest crabs. Are those in his pubes?
Yes, they are. I know I've said this before, and it's not that I'm not going to watch, but... P.U. American Idol. P.U. And last night, listen, it just sucked and sucked and sucked. I'm almost ready to wash my hands. I'll still watch it. Like, I feel bad, like, for the rocker chick. Like, someone doesn't say to her, listen, we're going to make you look like Lily Munster or the Bride of Frankenstein. Seriously. She's
ugly, though. She's just fugly.
But she doesn't have a chance.
She doesn't have a chance because she can't sing.
Well, that too. But it doesn't matter if she can sing or not because they were already – it's like everybody's hiding mirrors from her before she goes out on stage.
I don't know.
And, you notice that with Simon Cowell holding his hand to his head last night.
Driving me nuts now. Put your hand down, Simon. No, it's the same formula, and they might be in a real pickle because they might have a situation where they just don't have the talent on the hoof.
I think the only one that they got is that kid that I hate, the kid that was
David Archuleta.
Yeah, he's it. Yuck.
Well, the Hispanic kid did okay last night.
Yeah, but I mean,
Archuleta is the one to beat.
But even with him, if the point of the show is to find someone who's going to be the next star,
I didn't like Carly Simon, and I've always liked her personality, but I didn't like her on the show last night. They can't sing. They're picking songs that these great singers have sung, and they can't sing because they're going to all hit the high notes. But in order to do that. Down here.
Or with the girls, it was the mousy. Me and Mr. Jones.
Great song, and they destroy it.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, really destroy it. And then you get the obligatory nice things that are said by. And Carla told me to shut up last night because I paused it. And Carla always knows now when we're watching American Idol, if I put it on pause, I'm going to look over and just get negative. And I guess she's fed up with it because I put it on pause, and she turns to me and she goes, yes. Just like this, like, yes, here it comes. I said,
what is
without question, the easiest job in television that Paula Abdul has. She comes in, and every week, whether good, bad, whatever, all she has to do is, you're a good spirit. You've got a good heart. This is wonderful.
It really does get old.
They gave Simon a little more time last night.
If there's any way that the people at American Idol are listening, really, here's the only thing that I would say at this point. If I was in the production meeting, we must have an on-air breakdown. It's the only way to get momentum back. It's the only way to get people interested.
By one of the judges.
Well,
whoever.
Paula Abdul would be, of course, a dream scenario.
Have that thing where she kind of looks down her nose at Simon. No, Simon, I can say whatever I want. You know, when she got that real cat face on her last year. I love that. I love that moment.
Or a contestant just breaking down, like tonight. If one of these losers, when they get voted off, if they say, I can't sing this song. I can't do it. That's the only thing that's keeping me
totally
watching.
Forgetting the lyrics and then just going, screw you all. Or how about this? This is a great idea. You had a father last week that we both noticed, and I noticed him again last night, that looks like he wants to kill Simon. And you have the father come down and have to be restrained by security.
Wouldn't that be special? Would be a nice move as well.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, but we need some WWE theatrical move.
But as we said yesterday, it's taped. So it doesn't.
But you got a chance tonight. You got a chance tonight.
The results show, but the results show, they're probably not going to have it happen during the results show because they steal themselves.
That would be our only chance.
They steal themselves emotionally.
Like, what if someone barfed? Wouldn't it be great if they said,
"You've been sick all week. I know the flu is running rampant."
Doogie Howser, I'm sorry. America has spoken. You're going, blah!
Now I'm watching.
Yeah, and I'm watching all the time.
It could be like the scene in Stand By Me.
Yeah, where they throws up on the entire audience.
And everybody throws up.
Yeah, but so in other words, not just sick out of nerves or a flu, they actually prepare it. You know, like they drink, all the horrible stuff, like the castor oil and all that crap.
Yeah, you make a side deal with someone. You go to one of these no-talent punks and you say, listen, we got a way to guarantee that you're going to get the sympathy vote to stay on next week. All you have to do is drink this barium. Now, when Ryan says you're voted off, I want you to think of the worst thing ever that's happened in your life, and you're going to throw up.
Throw up on Ryan first. You really want to throw up on Ryan. Because usually he's a lower target. You know,
can you
he's
imagine
down
that?
Low.
If they got the memo out from Fox, projectile vomiting.
Oh, boy.
And it's like going through the programming, and some guys go, well, you know, I know Simon won't go for it, but as long as the vomit's not on Simon, I check off on
it. You're not going to get your wish. It's not going to happen. The show's going to continue to suck.
Boom.
And then they'll whittle it down, and it might get a little more interesting because, of course, the competition is more spirited, but doubtful. It's not looking strong. Wow. But wait a minute. There's one other thing I just thought of.
What's that?
You could have somebody tear off the wig on that new guy's hair.
Again.
Because that's all America's talking about is his artificial hair.
I'm just waiting for something unexpected to happen, and it ain't going to happen. I do have an update, a very proud update, with my grandson, who's 5.
Yeah?
I got this from my daughter last night, that he's learned the F-bomb.
Oh, at 5?
Yeah, and he was just using it in school.
Freely?
Willy-nilly.
Liberally.
And she was on the phone with me telling me about this. Now, it's very hard in this situation for me not to laugh because she's saying, and Ethan was saying the word, you know, the big one. And I hear him say, Mommy, do you mean F? And she says, Ethan, I thought we were not going to say that again. And
you know what scares me? That if she was lighthearted about it, like at all, when they, like she didn't know, the kid came into the room and maybe she was talking about it, and you kind of, if a kid senses that somebody's amused by something, then they're going to use it.
Yeah, no. She gave him the look. She played her role the way that she should.
Yeah, you got to do that.
What's funny was that while I'm talking to her, like 5 minutes later, she says, hold on a second. The other one comes up. She goes, okay, well, I will talk, I promise. Okay, well, go tell Daddy. I'm on the phone with Grandpa. Go tell Daddy. Oh. I go, what? He just said it to Addie.
Is he using just the word, or is he using it in context?
He's using it.
Is he using it the way it should be used?
No, he's using it like if anybody asks him a question.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ethan, do you want to go outside? F yes. Uh-huh. Hey.
That's an amazingly sophisticated way of using the word. That's like F and A.
Smart boy.
Yeah. Wow. That's why I said, in a way, I'm, you know, I'm humble. That's my genetics at play there.
Just see, you know, F yes is much better than F no. Uh-huh.
I guess he's used it in all kinds of ways. Yeah, he's not going to use it anymore.
Are you going to stand in line with all the other kids? F no.
I don't know.
5 years old might be a record.
And I believe, I don't want to say, it sounds to me like maybe it's been run by, and I said this to my daughter, sounds to me like maybe it's been run by Daddy. And Daddy was like, you know, the way that dads are like, hey, no, hey, easy on that, easy on. But you're right. If you give them just the slightest indication.
Well, like, even if you smile.
That it will get a laugh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if my kids were 5 and they blurted that out, of course, you probably would be hard-pressed to stifle the laughter.
They called from the school, and she said it was cute because, you know, he said it, and like 25 kids, all of a sudden he's the most popular kid in school.
Sure.
He's like the Chris Rock of preschool.
You know, I don't mean to embarrass my nephew by telling this story, but when he was a little kid, like I'm talking toddler, 2 or 3, it was like a holiday, and we're all sitting there watching the game. His father, his grandfather, and his uncle, we're all the 3 of us, we're sitting there watching the game, and he comes by the little doorway to the den where the TV was on, and he doesn't have any pants on. And he's sitting there, and he's taking his hand from like 11 o'clock,
and he's swiping at it. And it's and as soon as you have three guys simultaneously. Boing. No, he did it once. He stands by. He comes by. He stands without his pants on. Uh-huh. He comes, you know, toddling out from where he was maybe getting changed or something like that. And he stands in the doorway, and he looks at the three of us with a grin on his face, and he takes it from 11 o'clock all the way up here, and he goes, boom, like this, and hits his little thing. Uh-huh. And we simultaneously crack up. Sure. And as soon as he sees us crack up, he starts going like this.
And
then we're turning red and tears are streaming down our face. And the more we're doing that, of course, and then Kathy comes like down the hallway and said, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And they take him away. Kids like that, and they get encouraged by laughter. You know, you got to be careful. Uh-huh. You got to be very, very careful. Like, yeah. even a slight grin when they hear the F word, sure. He'll use it all over the place.
So anyway, wow. I'm gonna write him a little note. That's what we decided would be best. Maybe if Grandpa wrote him a note.
Oh, see, Grandpa should not be involved in that at all. You should be isolated from that. That's Mommy and Daddy's business.
No, I'm just send him a note in general. Uh-huh. You know, hey, you know,
be careful because you know the grandpas can spoil.
He likes
too.
Getting mail.
So. No, a note like you know, Grandpa thinks you're a good boy because you know he's got the red bottom. Right. He definitely has the red ass right now. That the more he says it, the more he's getting the back of Mommy's hand.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
But boys will be boys. And once you learn that magical word, mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, please. And when I said to her, I said, well, of course she's heard the word. He's heard the word. Hell, the three-year-old's heard the word.
How old was Ralphie when he used it for the first time?
Oh, in a Christmas story?
How old is Ralphie? Yeah, Ralphie's supposed to be like 10 or 11.
10?
Yeah, I think
10, something like that.
Oh, fudge.
He was, you know, F, yes, F,
mother
no.
Know? Does your mother know you use that word?
And the thing is, she said he wasn't using it like F you. Uh-huh.
No, not
it was like being
like
used as an action, a word of action, a, you know, right. a verb, you know.
Emphasis.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, F, yes.
Like he makes a little block house and it collapses.
F! I don't know.
No one learning it.
And I said to her at one point, are you calling me for advice? And she said, not really. And I don't know why it is at that point. A lot of times if you're a parent of a kid, you get that. When the kid does something that's wrong, it's like that's the moment. And my daughter was very sweet when she called me. She says, hey, well, I've got news about your grandson.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, when he gets a good report card or when he does something great, well, he's her son. He's their son. You know, when he says the F bomb, hey, it's your grandson. And I heard the same thing, of course, when Bart was growing up. You know, when he would do something great, it would be, oh, we've raised him so fantastic.
That's not good. I do the opposite with my mom. I do the opposite. I said, you know, hey, your grandchild, you want to hear something about your grandchildren? So they do kind of the old bait and switch with you on that one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's okay. Hey, the kids did something great, but if it's really big, it's your grandchild.
You never heard that like with your own kids?
I mean, well, like my own kids, but I mean, as far as whenever I'm calling Nana, I will say, would you like to hear what your granddaughter did this weekend? You know, it's usually a positive thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's usually that.
Maybe, and it's just when they're little. And I know with Bart, it would be even when he was a teenager, when he would piss Frida off.
That's when your son.
That's when I would get the calls, which she would say, you know,
your son.
Would you like to know what your son did today?
Uh-huh.
You know, well, what did he do? Well, he's you know, he's punched a hole in the wall. He took my car keys and he threw them off the patio into the woods. These were things my son did when he got mad at Frida. Uh-huh.
He soldered the car door shut. That's what your son did.
Yeah, but meanwhile, like you know, he does something like works with a group to help underappreciated kids. And, you know, it's like, boy, we raised the good one, but really, I raised the good one because you were at work all the time.
This is my doing, mister.
That's how it goes. Anyway, I thought it was a cute thing.
It is.
And like I said, my daughter, no big effing deal. You know, so I swear to God.
What's the effing problem?
Don't sweat it, honey. At least you know the apple falls from this tree. Right?
I've never heard you use that word.
You don't have to say that. You're not under oath.
That's right. Exactly, Roger Clemens.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I think he misremembers.
Right, he
does. Mike misremembers. I've never heard Mike say the F word either.
Never.
Never. Hello, Don and Mike show. What? Hello?
2,000 miles I roll, so that the keys he couldn't make this my home. Yeah, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide.
Why are we even listening to this guy?
Well, he's off pitch. He didn't hit the note.
I mean, I've become so conditioned to evaluating singers that...
you know, you've got real potential.
Even after listening to that on the phone, I knew he missed that note.
Sure.
Watching that time, when he said, watching the time, that was a missed note.
But the thing is, after you watch that show, if you want to be really hypocritical, and I love it. I love being I love being a hypocrite, and I love being hypocritical.
If it's mean hypercritical or hypocritical? What is it, hyper or hypocritical?
Hypocritical.
Hypo is I've always gotten that confused,
hypo
you know?
Under.
Huh?
Hypocritical would be not critical.
Well, then why is it hypochondriac?
Because you're not sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Golly.
Gosh, we all learned something here today.
What is the difference between
psychiatrist and...
Psychologist. That's a psychiatrist can prescribe medication.
He's an MD.
He's a doctor. He's
I
a medical
knew that
doctor.
One. I was just throwing that one out.
But I answered it, so I was happy that I was there, because I don't know the other ones. Interpersonal communication and intrapersonal communication.
Intrapersonal, Mike. Absolutely interpersonal.
That's not how I was asking the question.
Well, I thought you were asking, do you pronounce it...
No, what's the difference between the two?
I love this part of the show when Rob goes to the dictionary.
Professor Backwards over there.
Rob goes to the dictionary.
Yes. Professor Backwards murdered at his farmhouse. Neighbors were said to ignore the pleas of pleh, pleh. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Was a Chevy Chase
intrapersonal
line.
Is occurring within the individual mind or self. So it's communicating with yourself.
Talking to yourself. Intra.
Yes. Interpersonal would be talking to Buzz.
So hypercritical means you criticize too much.
Yes. Or a lot.
Right.
Just a lot.
And hypocritical would mean you don't criticize enough.
You undercriticize.
Right. And critical is just right.
I think so. Thank you. I'm glad we figured that out. So what were you talking about?
I swear to God, I don't remember. I swear it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
There.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, a creative use of the F word. A local car dealer here selling trucks on the TV, and they replaced the F word with truck. And he goes, hey, get the truck in here. And he's honking his horn, what the truck's up out there?
That's pretty daring for a car dealership.
Yeah, selling a lot of cars.
He's probably getting a lot of complaints.
He'll sell trucks.
He'll sell trucks.
Oh, they use it a lot, too. It's like every sentence is, you know, look at, you know. Get the truck in here. Let's go for a ride.
You know.
We have a truckload.
That's right.
Truck and A.
That's a good one.
Truck B.
Hey, truck you.
Truck off.
You know, you could actually take the F word from famous movies and use that.
If you take the F word from famous movies, like, give me an example.
Boy, see, that's the thing. Trying to, the classic F. Well, you think of Back to School, where Kurt Vonnegut comes to the door and goes, truck me, truck you. You know, that's the Vonnegut. But
okay, so it's got to be a movie that uses the F. What about in Fatal Attraction? Doesn't she scream that she wants to be after, that she'll F him up? Or
so the famous lines in Fatal Attraction, though, are probably not involving the F word.
I think they should.
I won't be ignored, Dan.
So it's like, you can't F me like, well, I don't know. What's another movie that's got F all over it?
You know, I don't think, maybe, perhaps there aren't the famous lines because of that.
Right.
Because it is the F word. Maybe they're not the famous lines. You know, I think Scarface, but, you know, the big line out of Scarface that's the most overused in
say
movie
history.
Say
hello to my...
So overused.
You'd have to go like the Goodfellas, but there it's used like a regular noun or verb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's used...
Yeah, in fact, so the famous line, you'd have to just use it out of popular speech.
So the trucking guy didn't bring me the trucking money, and I said, get the truck out of my face, and then we killed the trucking guy, so there's no trucking problem, okay, and truck you. I mean, right, that's how
that's
it would
it.
Be in
that's
Goodfellas.
Be, yeah.
Then you have a guy that maybe is like poking at the truck's tires with a stick, and they say, who's that? Oh, that's truck stick.
You know, except wouldn't you really be poking, if you were poking at a, if it was in a truck, wouldn't you have to say that that's a...
No, you wouldn't.
Right, if you were doing it backwards?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be truck driving stick. Around in your F?
In your,
Truck stick, truck head, truck ball.
Mother trucker.
Mother trucker. You know, I swear to God, I give that dealership credit because if you really wanted to go all day with it, and then you end every single one with mother trucker, and she just comes in like, have a lady dressed up like
as
the guy
mother
from Senate
trucker.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm mother trucker.
Yeah, like, where's the beef lady? Right.
Uh-huh. Here's big mother trucker.
I'm mother trucker.
I'd buy a truck for those
sure.
guys.
I bet those ads work.
It's like that bar that's named Big Peckers.
Yep.
It's all over there.
And the caricature is just of a giant rooster.
Foghorn Leghorn,
really. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Here comes Big Mother Trucker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
One time when my son was 3 years old, he was in with his grandma, and grandma said, "Son of a gun," and my son goes, "It's bitch, grandma."
Correcting her swearing.
I like that a lot.
Oh, trucking kids. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, I got another movie line you guys missed out on.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Exorcist, let Jesus truck you.
Isn't that really your
Why
mother?
Why is that not jumping out? No,
your mother sews socks in heaven. That's what I remember.
In hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That's my dream scenario.
I think the Kurt Vonnegut line you mentioned is probably the most famous with the F word.
Is that true, really? Is that the only
can't think of any of
famous F line that we have in the movies? What a shame.
No, there's got to be some.
What a tragedy.
There's got to be some incredible scene that we're missing out on where mm-hmm. it's like F.
Well,
F.
You could maybe pull some stuff out of Full Metal Jacket.
I have one.
What?
Don't truck with me,
Tommy. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one.
That's good.
That's a huge one.
From uh-huh. Mommy Dearest. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Go get your truck and shine box.
Yeah, again, good fellas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're starting to come up with some here.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening with you?
Hey, I'm going to truck you till you love me, faggot.
Oh, Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's,
not
popular
really
culture.
Not from a movie, though.
Not yet.
Not yet. Don and Mike Show, hello.
How about a little Pulp Fiction? You know, a little, you know. That says Bad Mother Trucker on it. You know what I'm saying? Well, it says Bad Mother Trucker.
Are you talking about the wallet?
Yeah, his wallet says Bad Mother Trucker.
Or even how about when Marcella says, you know, I got a guy that's going to truck you.
I'm going to get some. What about you and me? There is no you and me, Mr. Soon to be living the rest of his life in excruciating pain, rapist over here.
Are we cool?
We cool.
And the hand just goes up.
You lost all your L.A. privileges. There is no you and me. There is no you and me.
And why does it always get back to this? But I wanted blueberry pancakes.
because we have that delightful, joint hatred of that woman.
I'm going to get a pile of blueberry pancakes with a big glass of orange juice.
Where is the watch? The one thing I asked you to find, the watch.
It's all right. I didn't illustrate the importance of the watch on the kangaroo. He breaks the TV. He's so pissed off.
He sure does.
Trucking mad.
She keeps brushing her teeth.
Don and Mike Show, wouldn't you? She's been making out with Bruce Willis.
Doing a little more than that, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You have to use your best Samuel L. Jackson voice and say, reach into the bag and get my wallet.
Actually, she might not do that because I think she's brushing her teeth because she's actually, well, the line in there is, will you give me pleasure?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that? So
oral.
And then she kisses him after that. So yeah. In a way, she's
preparing.
She's probably taking care of her own problem there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, you're right. Hello.
Hey, Don.
That's exactly how it happened.
I'm the kangaroo.
Hey, Don?
Yes, and Mike, we're both here. Hello.
Hey, guys. I got a great Sam Jackson one.
If you say the wallet.
The 47, we absolutely positively have to kill every mother trucker in the room except no substitute.
Okay, thank you so much.
All through the movie, really.
As we come towards the end of this road, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what about Casino when Joe Pesci meets Robert De Niro's character out in the desert?
Well, see, you can't just throw them out there without giving us the line.
Tell us what's the line, please. Hello, what's the line?
Yes.
What's the line from the movie?
Oh, Casino.
Remember when you were saying we were coming to the end of the road?
That's it. Bye-bye, everybody.
We're at the hole in the desert right now.
That's the end of the road. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's right. We overshot the runway.
No through traffic.
A lot of holes in the desert. A lot of problems buried in those holes.
No
overshot the runway because you're pilots. We're asleep at the wheel.
Yes. Pretty soon we're going to be in here with an FAA investigation. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to miss Honolulu.
Oh, listen, when we come back, we should hit a break. Let's change the topic. As long as we're talking about stuff that doesn't really matter.
What else is new?
We got the Saturday Night Live brackets.
Okay.
Rob, God love him, not only came up with a bracket of 64 to come up with 32, I'm sorry, but there's 64 total.
Yeah.
Because we have one bracket, 32. To choose
look at that.
The best Saturday Night Live
that is so cool.
Cast
cool.
member of all time.
That's fantastic. Cool. That's so good we ought to put that online.
And over here we have
because he had the time, the worst 30 Zoo cast members
Yay.
Of oh all time.
Oh, my God. Well, that's going to be hard. It's great. That's going to be a lot harder.
No, so, it's going to be easier than you think.
We're going to have very tough battles. I can tell you that the way Rob has set these brackets up, in the good side of the 64,
right.
You're going to have some tough opening round battles.
Yeah.
You're going to have Chris Rock versus Chris Farley in the opening round. But in the bottom 30, too. No, he really thinks he's put time and effort into this. In the bottom 32, you're going to have to choose between Brad Hall and Charles Rocket. These, I think, are tough choices.
They are tough
choices.
They can
be, sure.
I'd like to throw them both away.
Well, you have to select one.
That's why the bottom half is going to be a lot tougher.
That's the fun of it.
That's the beauty of the madman's bracket system for the bottom 32 and the top 32.
Well, I'm going to enjoy both of them. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For Saturday Night Live.
And if you were looking at it, I mean, he's got it laid out like something you would see when they put those Sweet 16 in the paper. It's amazing.
And I think looking at his top 32, I think maybe, well, if you want to look at bubble teams, what'd you call them on the bottom, you know? Joe Piscopo's in Rob's top 32.
You know what, ironically?
Piscopo made it in there?
He was number 32.
Wow. Just barely made the cut.
Barely made it.
I'd like to go through the bottom level and see if we could replace Piscopo.
Hold on, let me see.
Anybody in there that could replace Piscopo?
Oh, are you kidding me? Tim Kazurinsky.
No, I guess not.
Kevin Nealon.
Oh, you want to read them all. Hey, Kevin Nealon.
Jim Belushi. Uh-huh. Gary Kroger. Mike. Randy Quaid.
I forgot he did a stint.
Why don't we start our bracketology when we come back?
I think that's a great idea. I love those. Those are great.
A lot of trucking fun.
And that is because, right, Buzz. That's because, what is the newspaper? Chicago Tribune?
Yes.
Are they the ones that did that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a trucking rag.
Started the whole Saturday Night Live thing. Do you think people are still calling about the trucking thing?
Yes, course, and they will are. Be through the end of the show.
You think so? Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Tomorrow's show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, there's a natural food store up here. Called Mother Truckers.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's it. There's the nice bow that's been tied up into a nice little knot.
Here's the end of the road. And if you're liking those phone calls, just in advance about tomorrow's show, we've not done this in a long time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a leap year day, meaning it only happens once every 4 years.
Right.
We've not done an all-caller show for a long time.
Excellent.
That's
right?
Where we just sit here, press the buttons, and you call in, and it's all you.
Perfect day for
1 minute maximum per caller?
Yeah, 1 minute maximum per caller.
Mm-hmm. And once we implemented that rule, it actually worked last time.
Right, because... Yeah.
When I say work, of course.
It didn't work.
It's a loosely...
But we'll try it. We'll try it tomorrow, see? And I think Rob has done the math in his head that if we actually started the show right at 3 o'clock East Coast time and go all the way through to the Buzz News Hour, if we take 3 hours of calls...
Right.
And we should be able to take, 20, 40, 60, 180 calls?
Yeah, roughly. And you know what? We'll probably exceed that because not everyone will be on for a minute.
Yeah, true. Not everybody
uses
them.
A minute is just the maximum.
Right.
So how many phone calls? Now, we could, if we just said hello to someone and hung up on them, we could take like 1,000
calls.
You
can get it up to 300. We usually get it up to 300. Because some people don't last the whole minute.
Right. You want to shoot for 300 tomorrow? Should that be our goal?
300 should be our goal.
Like, should that be what we call the show? Tomorrow's show just be called 300?
Yeah, 300 calls.
Or 300. What?
Wasn't there a movie called 300?
Yes, that's why I said it, ass.
Oh, okay.
God, you're trucking things up.
God almighty.
I swear to God.
This is Sparta!
It's the big homoerotic movie done with green screen.
You know, don't you remember that when he's got the two armies on either side and they're kind of half animated and they're half not, and he turns to the big army and he faces them and then he turns completely around, looks over his shoulder and says, "Truck me! Truck me! Ha!
Ha, damn boy."
This, and he points down there of where we do not speak,
right.
And he takes his left hand and he kind of pulls it to the side, lifts up that piece of leather that he has there,
uh-huh.
And he points right
that
in
Tarzan-like thing he's wearing.
Yeah, and he points right into the bad area and goes, "This is Sparta!"
So that's what we're doing tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Dress appropriately.
That and also lots of I Drink Your Milkshake.
Oh, I like that.
And I hope lots of Larry King, too.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Larry.
Because you know... That's a crutch we'll go to right away. If the calls ain't good tomorrow.
But the last time we did it, I remembered it was passable.
Yeah.
It was actually passable.
Solidly
passable. I think at the
Mike,
end of the
don't
show.
Don't oversell it.
Hey,
don't
I never do.
Oversell it.
I never do. At the end of the show,
it's
you know what we
passable.
Said? We actually said, hey, that wasn't really that horrible.
Right? I drink your milkshake.
That's There Will Be Blood, right?
Right.
I got to see that movie.
That's the catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Not my favorite catchphrase.
I like rape.
That one never catches on.
I can't imagine why.
It never does.
That one's not from No Country for Old Men, though. That's from Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. You want to hit him in the truck in the head right now.
Yeah,
right?
I do. I do. The professor, Rob Spiewak.
The professor.
And, you know, maybe tomorrow if we get a trouble caller, maybe we'll just turn it over to the professor.
Okay.
If we get someone that you and I can do nothing with, we'll just turn it over to the professor.
Sounds to me like someone's being punished.
Delighted.
He'll spar with them.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
But you must come up with different defenses than your normal, what do you have for dessert? Or, you know, your bottom line, oh, are you a woman?
No, here's the ultimate
I'd
punishment.
I'd like to beat you in the head.
No. This is the ultimate punishment. He has to handle the callers, but he has to be nice to them.
Oh, that would kill
no
him.
No matter what. So
oh
if we've got one that
God.
We, if you know, as a matter of fact, tomorrow when we're going through the callers, some of them, are we going to have them interact with each other at all, or will they
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
Because we do that occasionally. But if there's a particularly troubling caller, you can just say, or I can say.
Turn it over.
Rob. And then Rob has to politely dismiss the call.
But hey, little brains, don't let this be like an invitation
no!
to call tomorrow.
God,
and,
no.
And,
about that.
And be jerk offs on purpose, because then we'll change the plan.
I look forward to it. I love
you can
the caller.
Handle it.
Sure,
you can do it.
I love to be charming, and I love to deal friends. With people on a nice level.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
No reason to not be civil.
That's right.
You know, let's just practice right now. Let's just see if this caller gives us any problems. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there, man. I'm really fascinated by that Saturday Night Live thing you got going, because you know, I'm not really into sports and I don't ever get to do that sort of a bracket, sort of a competition, but I think I could be a valuable contributor from the audience.
Take over, Rob.
Rob?
What's your name?
My name's David.
David, where are you calling from?
From Las Vegas.
Who is your favorite Saturday Night Live member of all time?
Are we basing that on just the material they've done?
Let's
on
just
Saturday
keep it simple.
Night.
Who is your favorite?
No, no. Oh, hey, can hey, I just break hey, in? Excuse yeah. me. You just used a little tone.
A little firm.
You did. You did.
I just
you
heard.
I heard it, too, that you were not being nice to this
and
guy.
And you cannot bait the listeners by asking them leading questions. You simply must be pleasant to them.
Right. It's their call, their agenda.
So you like it, David?
Yes, I do.
There you go. Rob.
What's your favorite part about it?
Favorite part about Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just, it's an institution. I mean, it's created a lot of our greatest movie stars, and
it's funny, right?
I already know how this is going to work. We'll just at a random time, we'll just pick a call,
right?
Uh-huh. You and I will just announce the next call has got to be for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever. Rob just has to be nice and
Rob
polite.
Being nice to the callers,
right? That'll be a wild card tomorrow.
Yeah.
So don't bother calling in and trying to be a jerk,
right?
We'll just throw it on you at some point and say, like, okay, we need a break. Rob,
are there prizes?
Be nice.
No more examples today.
That's it. Stop it.
I'm going to go home and prepare. Get it all out of my system. Good. I hope Carrie's home tonight.
That was funny.
We'll be right back. We'll do the bracketology.
This is the Don and Mike Show.